Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
And today, we are adding another activist slash filmmaker who previously released an Oscar-nominated short in 2021 and just another film this year in September. And when I say we're adding another activist filmmaker, I mean probably another film and movie that we're going to have to add to our feminist movie and our long list of, oh, look who we found.
Yes.
We need to watch these things. And we are talking about Farah Nabootsi. And of course, as per usual, when we talk about people from other countries at international level, we try our best with pronunciations, but sometimes need assistance.
Yeah.
The internet can be limited. So if you know of a difference of the way we're speaking, please let us know nicely. We do try to do all of the videos. So we have watched like three or four videos with different pronunciations. I will say there were more availability for her since she is a filmmaker. So appreciative of that, but sad that we can't find that easy access for everyone. But you know, that would be a little difficult. A little difficult, just saying. And for those future activists out there, go ahead and tell everybody your name. You know, post your name pronunciation. It'd be very helpful because we'd love to talk about you.
I feel like there was a push for that, wasn't there? For a while.
There was. Pronounce your name because people would do it wrong. And then a lot of times women specifically or marginalized people would just let it go instead of correcting. Yeah, I say we go back to that. Correct everyone. Just kidding. I just gave Annie a really scary face. Anyway, back to Farah Nabootsi. Nabootsi is a British-Palestinian filmmaker who originally was in the world of finance as a stockbroker, but made a drastic career change in her late 30s as a filmmaker. I'm with you.
Yeah,
as I understand these changes. In different interviews, she has talked about the reason she made this decision to change her path. And here's what she told Vogue Arabia in 2021. My background has nothing to do with film. I didn't study film and I didn't work in the industry. I was very much happy in the business and corporate world, she explains. The bookshelf behind her stocked with scholarly files, trophies, and family photos. So what made her change the trajectory of her life? I went home, she said simply. So the article continues, Nabootsi had visited Palestine a number of times as a child, but it took her first trip back as an adult in 2013 and the visits that followed to grasp the reality of her ancestral home. Everything I thought I knew and understood about the daily struggles of Palestinians was absolutely nothing compared to seeing on the ground with my own two eyes, she explains. Whether it was the wall plowing through the Palestinian homes, the humiliating checkpoints, the refugee camps that I visited, or the ruins of demolished homes that I sat on, those trips changed me.
And here's a bit more about Nabootsi from her site. She is the daughter of Palestinians who were fortunate enough to make a home in 1970s Britain, unlike the millions who continue to remain stateless in refugee camps. Born, raised, and educated in London, Farah began her career as an institutional equity stockbroker. She ended up with a CFA designation at JPMorgan Chase before moving on to build a children-focused business that she ran for 10 years. In 2015, she started working in the film industry. She founded a production company through which she writes, produces, and directs fiction films, exploring topics that matter to her, and she created a digital resource to deconstruct the Israeli military occupation of Palestine in a way never done before.
And that's all on her website.
In another interview with Al Jazeera, she spoke about her heritage and her family. "I was born, raised, everything UK, and I can tell you there was hardly any political discourse in my house. My parents weren't about the politics at all, but they never let me forget the roots of where they were from, and so essentially where I was from. I never had this identity crisis. I was British and Palestinian." And she continues on, "As children, we would go to Palestine, and I think that laid certain seeds. Politically, no, but it laid certain attachments, certain connections to the people, the land, to the friends we made, to our ancestral home, quite literally. I remember my grandfather's house and the courtyard where we tell stories around a fire, and my aunt would squeeze fresh lemonade. So I have that. I did have that. And I think that did lay seeds."
In her directorial debut, the short film The Present, Nabootsi shows the events of a father and daughter as they try to buy a wedding anniversary gift for his wife. It follows them as they try to navigate the checkpoints throughout the West Bank as they try to shop for a simple gift. In the film, Nabootsi opens it with a scene of the main character trying to cross Checkpoint 300 near Bethlehem. According to Nabootsi, everything filmed is actually happening, and the main character, Youssef, is the only fictional thing in the scene. Here's a quote. "The only fiction in that scene is our protagonist, Youssef. All the other hundreds of Palestinians you see there are actual Palestinians going to work at the crack of dawn. I have a whole philosophical conversation we could have about who should we be asking permissions from to film such a monstrosity. I just decided we were going to take that risk."
Right. So as a part of the behind the scenes, apparently it was guerrilla filming where they did very skeletal equipment and just hoped that they wouldn't get arrested.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snag a Job is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
So the film garnered several high-rated reviews as one of the best short films of that year. In fact, the film was not only nominated for an Oscar, but also won a BAFTA Award for Best Short Film, 2021. And in September of this year, 2023,
Nobuzi released her newest film, The Teacher, which is her featured directorial debut. Here's a descriptor from Wikipedia. Quote, the film tells the story of a grief-ridden Palestinian schoolteacher, Bassam, who becomes very involved in the lives of two of his students, Adam and Jacob, when their home is bulldozed. Throughout the film, Bassam attempts to reconcile his role as a father figure to Adam and Jacob and his commitment to the Palestinian resistance, all in the midst of ongoing incident in which an IDF soldier, the son of an American diplomat, is being held hostage. So as of October, meaning last month of this year, the film has been long listed for the 2023 British Independent Film Awards for Best Debut Director, Best Debut Screenwriter, and Breakthrough Producer.
The film was shot entirely in Palestine, which Nobuzi refers to as something very important for her storytelling. She told Deadline.com, there are certain stark stereotypes that have permeated in Western media and around the world for a long time, and I really hope that this film lends itself to tearing down those stereotypes and overcoming those misconceptions, as only cinema really knows how to do, she says. Cinema is the most powerful and beautiful medium of human communication that the world has ever known. So if I played a part through this film to speak to and overcome some of that opaque understanding of the reality on the ground of military occupation and settler colonization that has been taking place for decades, then that's wonderful. She adds, I needed to make this film to deal with the pain, to deal with the guilt, to deal with wanting to be able to look at myself in the mirror and respect myself as a human being. I guess you could say I needed to make this film to cope with the injustice that I've witnessed and become acutely aware of. And there's nothing more spiritual or cathartic than to create.
And with it being something she needed for herself, Nobuzi has previously talked about the depth of sharing these films for others to understand. Here's another quote from that 2021 Al Jazeera article. Quote, what about this layer of engagement? I don't mean on the mental level, because there's a lot of that available, but how do you engage people through the heart? Ultimately, that's what I am interested in. I want to speak to people from my heart to their heart, as opposed to talking facts and figures. And studies show that if you can bring people to understand and feel and address them through their hearts, you have a much higher chance of moving them away from their positions or even changing their minds. It goes on, films seem to be one of her best way to achieve this. Cue a career into her filmmaking. She goes on to say, for me, it just became so obvious that that's the way I wanted to engage, says Nobuzi. And I've loved film since forever. Anyone who knew me as a teenager knows that I'm exactly where I am supposed to be right now. And that felt completely right. It doesn't mean that the journey I went on wasn't something I didn't enjoy. It was actually very helpful in many ways. So you can find a lot of articles about her talking about her change and about why this is so important to her. Again, this was all from articles, I believe, of September or earlier of this year.
Right. And we definitely, I want to check this out. We'll add it to our list, these movies.
Our ever-growing list.
I know, which is great. It's great. I'm excited to check them out. And as always, listeners, if you have anybody we should be talking about in these segments or any topic we should be discussing, please let us know. You can email us at stephanieatmomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram and TikTok at @StuffMomNeverToldYou. We have a TeePublic store. And we have a book that you can get wherever you get your books. Thanks, as always, to our super producer, Christina, our executive producer, Maya, and our contributor, Joey.
Thank you.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production by iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise, all things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.